I'm Arjun.
I'm Vishnu.
And this is Snacks for the Socially Distanced, the podcast where we give you the lowdown on all the grocery store snacks you wish you could try.
And also a few that you've probably never seen or heard of before.
As always, if you like the content, please subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd.
That's the number 4, the letter T, the letter S, and the letter D.
Without further ado, here's today's snack.
A quick note, this was recorded on December 17th, 2020.
And another long-standing series we've had in the show is with Kit Kats, specifically Japanese Kit Kats. This is another one that we got from famous local international grocery store, Beaufort Abbey Farmers Market. It is, I believe. Oh, actually,
did
it might
you get
be
this from the local Japanese place?
Oh, actually, it might be from a local...
Yeah, Wagaya Grocery.
Yeah, local new Japanese grocery
store.
Yeah,
this is actually in Midtown. It's kind
Georgia Tech
of
campus.
Part of a restaurant group that also owns a place called Chirori and a place called Wagaya.
Yeah, we're checking those places out. You know?
Yeah, and they have a little Japanese grocery that has some really cool prepared food, as well as a bunch of fun Japanese finds. And I'm pretty sure that's where you got this from.
I believe that is correct. So this actually does not have a label in English on the back, but it looks to be raspberry flavored as far as I can tell.
Yeah, it looks like a raspberry. Let's give it a little translation.
Yeah, and also just for anybody who has not heard previous episodes in which we've talked about Japanese Kit Kats, go listen to one of them. We've done a bunch of them before. We'll give you more context probably in any of the other ones there. Basically, the TLDR is, if you've not had Japanese Kit Kats before, try them. They're infinitely better than American ones and much more interesting.
Okay, so... Wow, all the results when I search that text are also in Japanese. This is not very helpful.
It is a bright pink bag with a bunch of raspberries on the front cover. I mean, I can't imagine that this is not raspberry flavored, right? Like,
yeah,
the only thing on here is raspberries.
Also a crane. An origami crane.
Yeah, for some reason. Not really sure what the deal is with that, but it also literally has raspberry juice in it.
Yes, it's Japanese Kit Kat raspberry flavor. Yes, that is what it is.
Easy enough. All right, should we dig in?
Oh, it's a very, very nice, clean little pink, little millennial pink packaging.
I think so. Oh.
I really like that.
Wow.
Oh, very tart.
Oh, we had a very strong flavor. Oh, that's very good.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
They don't miss. I feel like a lot of it in the U.S., you get raspberry-flavored things. It just kind of like has like a sweet, vaguely fruity flavor. It really kind of tastes like a raspberry.
Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah, that's really good.
The tartness is super... It's almost like the tartness you get from like a freeze-dried raspberry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Exactly. You can taste... It's like the concentration of the raspberry is very clear and very apparent when you eat it. It's actually not as... I mean, it must be made with white chocolate, but it's not as white chocolate flavor as I expected.
It would be kind of like cloying, but it's not.
I don't know if they use white chocolate. I feel like they just use like another like confection base.
Cocoa butter, maybe,
yeah,
or something like that.
Powder. I don't know.
Whole milk powder. Yeah.
It doesn't taste chocolatey at all.
It really doesn't.
It tastes like a raspberry.
Yeah.
That's good.
It is quite good.
It's like a... Not like a chalkiness, but like, I don't know if you had the matcha ones before, but it kind
like
of...
Like a powderiness almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that as well. I think that, you know, we've had a lot of Japanese Kit Kats on this show now, and a lot of them that are fairly sour or tart in flavor, including some like the yuzu matcha one and the lemon salt one, stuff like that. I think this one was maybe a little bit less smooth than some of those to me, but I think the flavor was still nice.
Yeah, maybe even intentionally, though, because I think the raspberries are also, you know, like, they tend to be quite... forward on the tartness, and I feel like it really kind of captured that like sharp tartness.
Yeah, actually, I meant even like the texture.
Oh, the texture wise, yeah, probably
less smooth to me. I'm not really sure what the deal. I mean, I honestly, like, given my, you know, past history with Japanese Kit Kats, I would venture to say that that is an intentional decision, because it doesn't seem like they really make mistakes per se.
They don't.
You know,
please.
I'm not sure if there's something about the context of this food that we are missing and why it would be powdery like that, I guess.
I really like the flavor regardless. I think it's, yeah, it's a really strong Japanese Kit Kat. So I guess we'll put it on the Japanese Kit Kat scale.
Yeah. Which is a really tough scale.
Tough scale. I give it like maybe a six.
Six, yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
I gotta say, I think that we've been doing a poor job of the Japanese Kit Kat scale. Because like we've never given anything below a five.
I would say maybe even a five.
Yeah, maybe it's like it's a good one, but I wouldn't put it in my top tier.
Easily.
Oh, so much.
Lemon and salt.
Lemon and salt is a winner.
Phenomenal. Honestly, yuzu matcha.
Yuzu matcha is also fantastic. Salt, yeah. The lychee one.
Oh, the lychee one was also very good.
There are some really good ones.
No, the Ichigo Daifuku was not that good, yeah. Or it was not bad, but...
I think you get that red bean paste flavor and stuff. It's kind of acquired taste.
Yeah, it's... I would probably say that I might like this one better than that one because of my personal...
I don't remember what we rated that one, though.
Yeah, me neither. But,
It's so hard to rate these. They're just all good. Yeah,
and they're all much better than American Kit Kats.
Easy, far and away.
But there are some of them that really stand out. And I don't think this is one that really stands out, but it's also not bad either.
If I was like giving someone the list of like the five Japanese Kit Kats to try right now, this wouldn't be on there.
Correct. So I would say we recommend it, but if you're in a place with other Japanese Kit Kats, see what else there is and see if one of the other ones that we've mentioned catches your eye, because I think that would be probably... a more apt introduction to the world of Japanese Kit Kats to start off with. And I might buy it again. I might not, but I might.
I would buy it again.
Would you?
Probably not.
Yeah. Which is really just a statement on how good the other ones are, not on, you know, how bad this is, I think.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, and if you like what you heard, subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd. That's snacks, S-N-A-C-K-S, 4, like the number 4, T-S-D.